Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this June 9th, 2021 edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It is Wednesday, hump day. That's right, two more days and then the weekend is upon us. I hope you guys are trucking through though. I hope you all are staying productive, staying focused out there. And thank you. Thank you so much for allowing Current Sports to be a part of your Wednesday afternoon. I got a few things that I want to get off my chest. I want to talk, of course, some NBA playoffs. You know, with the NBA playoffs really being in the thick of things, you know, I'll have at least one NBA playoff take, like, on the daily here on Current Sports, okay? So expect that. You guys know that's coming. I am a huge NBA fan. But I also want to talk about a few other areas that that are just really intriguing to me, man. As Detroit sports fans, it's not even you. I'm not really going after you guys today. It's not really you guys today. It's the media. It's my fellow compadres, if you will, in the media who are behind mics and who are typing away at keyboards. Because I tell you what. The national media has been very critical of Dan Campbell. Have you guys been seeing this floating around on social media and whatnot? Yeah, I kid you not. Dan Campbell has really been one of the names on the lips of many national broadcasters due to the fact that they believe that Dan Campbell is all show and no go right now. You know, they saw and they constantly replay this all the time. But, you know, the biting the kneecaps video, they are constantly bringing up that, which I get. I mean, when he said that, you had to know that quote right there was going to go viral. That's just, I mean, that's TV glory right there, right? But they constantly play that, okay? In addition to now this new video that has come out, because it was announced that Dan Campbell was actually going to be the Grand Marshal at the Detroit Grand Prix, and he decided to have some fun with it. And, you know, he put on what was a Detroit Grand Prix racing helmet, you know, or just a, I don't know, an IndyCar racing helmet, which people flipped out about. And I'm just sitting there saying, are you serious? You guys are tripping about this? I mean, this is just a fun guy. I like his personality. You know, he's trying to relate to his players, which you have to do nowadays. And people are not loving it. So I'll dive into that. I'll touch upon that, folks, because I want to make a very big point. I want to hammer home a very big point that a lot of people aren't bringing up, which I think is pretty obvious, and it shocks me that more people haven't. All right, so I'll get to that. I want to talk about Lansing Community College. resuming fall sports. Not sure if you guys saw that. Now I'll give you the details in just a moment in our quick hit headliners. But Lansing Community College will resume fall sports, folks. And, you know, that's what you're seeing across the nation now. Colleges are going to go full go this upcoming fall. I mean, you just turn on any sporting event now and you're seeing, you know, at least 50% capacity, if not full capacity now across the nation at sporting events. The Detroit Tigers just went full go, right, yesterday against the Seattle Mariners at Copop. And, you know, you look at the NBA playoffs, full capacity. I mean, that atmosphere was rocking last night, wasn't it, for that Utah Jazz and L.A. Clippers game. But, you know, now I'm seeing reports out there. I don't think the coronavirus is done with us here in these United States of America. I've been seeing reports, and I have been seeing it since Monday, that a highly contagious Delta variant is on the rise in the United States. So this variant, you know, was first detected in India and now accounts for more than 6% of all infections in the United States. And there are some experts out there like Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the, you know, the CDC, who say that, hey, if you have not been vaccinated, get vaccinated, or this can get real serious. You know, he says you got to get vaccinated. And Anthony Fauci, the director of the United States National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, not the CDC, I'm sorry for that, messed up his title there. But yeah, man, and I want to know how comfortable you guys are out there. I want to know what and how my current sports listeners out there, how you guys feel. How comfortable do you feel about attending a full capacity, full go Spartan Stadium this fall when your Michigan State football team is back out there on the field? How do you feel? I'm speaking to those who are fully vaccinated. I'm speaking to those who are maybe half vaccinated, maybe just got shot one. And I'm speaking to those who have not been vaccinated and who are on the side of, well, I don't want to put anything in my body, which I don't know how that will affect me long term. Because I know a lot of people like that, folks. I've come across a lot of people like that. A lot of people in my family who are like that. You know, it's still a lot of vaccine hesitancy in the black community. I mean, it was like pulling teeth, man, to try and get my stepdad vaccinated. And I got to the point, you know, as I've noted here on Current Sports, look, when it comes to putting something in your body, I don't think that anyone should force you to do that. Period. That's just where I stand with it. All right. Nobody should force you to put something in your body that you don't want. So no one should force anyone to get the vaccine. Now, you can encourage those individuals to get the vaccine if you feel like that's the best move for our society, which I do. But you can't force them. So, you know, with my stepdad, I would constantly, you know, shoot him information about the vaccine, but he's like, no, I don't trust this government. I don't trust this government. This government, just look at the history. Tuskegee, Tuskegee, Tuskegee. That's what you hear all the time in the black community. Tuskegee is constantly brought up, which I get. I get it. But, you know, he finally cracked when our family pastor's wife, Elder Jay, love her to death, she just chewed him out, man. It was so funny. You know, we went out to dinner when I was down in Florida to visit my family for the first time since December of 2019, I was down there like right before Memorial Day weekend. I was there for a week, as you guys know. And we were just outside talking after we had dinner, and she just chewed him out for not getting the vaccine. And that did it for him. It's so weird, man, what motivates certain people. But, you know, he got chewed out by her in a playful way. It was a fun, joking way, but she was kind of stern about it. And he said, all right, I'll do it. I'm going to do it. And he got it. And he feels fine. No side effects, no symptoms. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting, man. because there are still a lot of people who aren't vaccinated, and vaccination numbers have slowed down tremendously. A lot of people out there are vaccinated. I'll say that. But there are still a lot of people who aren't. So Dr. Anthony Fauci says that the U.S. must vaccinate more people before this variant becomes dominant. I want to know from you guys, the big question on today's current sports is, again, just how comfortable do you feel moving and grooving at a full capacity sports arena? Because I feel like the majority of people out there are good with it, especially those who are vaccinated. I mean, people are walking around who are vaccinated like, you know, they're Superman now, right? So, and when it comes to this new variant, you know, the vaccinations show to give you a great layer of protection against the new variant. So, yeah, how comfortable do you guys feel? 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. Call us. Leave us a voicemail. And speaking of voicemails, I want to give a big shout out to my guy Alex from East Lansing. He has been calling consistently for at least like the last 3 weeks now. And, you know, he's let his voice be heard here on the show. You know, doing this show, you know, since the pandemic hit and I had to move it remote, you know, it's been a bit lonely, guys, I must say. You know, I miss being in the studio and hearing from you all on the telephones, live on the air. I miss, you know, going live on Facebook and reading the comments. So whenever you guys, whenever my faithful listeners call in and leave a voicemail for me to play here on the airwaves, it does something to my heart. All right. So I love it. And Alex, you have been a trooper. I appreciate your brother. And he actually, Alex left a voicemail about a day ago, or maybe it was, yeah, it was, I think it was late last night, because he mentions picks in the voicemail concerning the Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Clippers game, as well as a prediction on the Detroit Tigers and Seattle Mariners game, which he absolutely nailed. So you'll hear from Alex in just a moment, okay? But again, want to hear from you out there, you who have been listening to the show and just sitting back, max taxing and relaxing and enjoying the programming. I would love to hear from you. Call in and leave us a voicemail. You leave voicemails probably on the daily, some of you, all right? So why not call Current Sports and leave a voicemail? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can also, again, weigh in on social media. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Tweet the show at WKAR News. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Without further ado, though, here are your current sports quick hit headliners for this Wednesday, hump day, June 9th, 2021. All right, I want to start here. LCC Athletics. Lansing Community College Athletics did not compete in any fall or winter sports during the 2020-2021 academic calendar due to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, this upcoming fall will mark the end of that hiatus, as all sports are now a go. How about that? Women's volleyball, men's and women's cross country, and men's and women's basketball will return, and those athletes who compete in those sports will now receive an extra year of eligibility, just like, you know, the Division I athletes have. Now, outdoor spring sports did get the green light this year for LCC, but again, there were no fall sports. So LCC also notes that COVID will continue to be monitored, as it should. All right, so Lansing Community College sports to resume, fall sports to resume this fall or and winter sports. So awesome stuff there. All right. The Detroit Tigers actually beat the Seattle Mariners in game one of a 3-game set yesterday, 5-3 the final yesterday. And for the first time since the 2019 season, the Detroit Tigers open Comerica Park to full capacity for that series opener with the Seattle Mariners. So that is very, very cool, right? And I actually saw yesterday's game. There were a few of my friends, a few of my buddies that actually went down to Comerica Park down to Copa and enjoyed yesterday's game. So how cool is that, man? Just seeing things open up more and more is pretty. It just gives you a good feeling. It gives you a good feeling, man. So, yeah, that was for the first time since the 2019 season. The Detroit Tigers opening up at full capacity. Left-hander Matthew Boyd, he pitched the Tigers through six innings. He gave up one run, zero earned runs on six hits and one walk. He struck out three batters and threw 67 of 97 pitches for strikes. He lowered his ERA to 3.56. In a bounce-back effort after troubles in his past four outings. So, great rebound game there for Matthew Boyd. So, game two tonight at 7:10 p.m. at Comerica Park in Detroit. Starting pitchers will be, for the Tigers, righty Casey Mize, who is 3-4 on the year with a 3.34 ERA, going against another righty for the Mariners, Chris Flexen, who is 5-3 on the year, pitching at a 4.70 ERA. All right, so Tigers and Mariners resuming that series later on tonight. All right, Dan Campbell, as I touched upon, Dan Campbell, who is the first-year Detroit Lions head coach, he was forced to defend his epic kneecap speech as being, quote, for our players and our community, end quote. And he endured criticism following his epic introductory press conference. Now, he dealt with eye rolls for joking about wanting a pet lion for the team's Allen Park practice facility. And check this, he caught more flack last week for donning a Formula One helmet during a news conference that doubled as an announcement that he would serve as Grand Marshal of the Detroit Grand Prix. He's catching flack on this, folks. Asked about that criticism before the start of mandatory camp yesterday, Campbell said it didn't bother him the least. Quote, honestly, I'm not worried about it. I mean, I get it. There again, my whole thing, it was kind of a joke. The helmet was sitting there, but it was also like, hey, man, it's the Detroit Grand Prix. I think that would be pretty cool deal for our people, our fans to see that. And I think if I'm associated with the Grand Prix, it's like, hey, man, that's pretty cool. So that's really as far as it went, end quote. People are really making a big deal about this. You know, I was watching The Herd, you know, Colin Cowherd, you know, national Detroit's, well, not Detroit, national broadcaster, I should say, Colin Cowherd, and they had a segment, him and Joy Taylor, in which they were just kind of chewing out Dan Campbell, and I'm sitting there just saying, is it that slow of a news day? So I'll have more on that in just a moment, but moving on, former Michigan State basketball star Keith Appling and his girlfriend are set to be arraigned via Zoom on Thursday in Detroit's 36th District Court. Now, Appling faces charges on one count of first-degree murder, one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm, and two counts of felony firearm. That's what Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy said. Now, according to police, Appling fatally shot his relative, of all people, multiple times on May 22nd after an argument over a handgun and fled the scene with the help of his 28-year-old girlfriend, who is facing charges on one count of accessory after the fact and one count of lying to a police officer. So she is also involved here. Appling was arrested 2 days after the incident on May 24th out in Chelsea, Michigan. So, yeah, man, this does not look good for Keith Appling. I'll just say that. And, you know, when that news broke on the following week's Current Sports, I had some pretty harsh takes on Keith Appling and, you know, tried to really explain, you know, how many athletes like Keith Appling have fallen into this trap. You know, that it's an old saying in the hood that you can take them out the hood, but you can't take the hood out of them. And this is a classic example of that for Keith Appling, unfortunately. A guy with so much promise, a former Mr. Basketball, again, a former Michigan State men's basketball star, who was shooting to make his professional basketball dreams come true. And really, I think Heath was that talented of a player where he really could have made that come true. But still adhere to the streets, because the streets were calling and they are always going to call, no matter how successful you are. And if you give in and you start hanging out with that same crew, which you used to get in trouble with back in the day, and that same crew who isn't doing anything with their lives and just sitting back in the hood, just getting into trouble, you will continue to get in trouble with them. So just really unfortunate story for Keith Appling, man. I really hope that that he does turn his life around at some point. All right, Michigan's football program has missed out on a top transfer target. Former USC defensive tackle Jay Toya, the number 186th overall prospect in the 2021 class, that's per the 247 sports rankings, he announced his commitment to UCLA early this morning, saying, quote, "It's done. It's done. All glory to God." The 6'3", 325-pounder, he entered the NCAA transfer portal late last month and had Michigan really high on his list of potential destinations. So Toya, he took an official visit to Ann Arbor actually last weekend, but he has opted to stay on the West Coast. So Michigan loses out there. That's a big boy, though. 6'3", 325, highly touted transfer target, deciding to go to UCLA. Okay, some Detroit Lions training camp news. I should have looped this in with the Dan Campbell story, but Austin Bryant and Jalen Reeves-Maben are former fourth-round picks who are trying to finally break out under this new regime under Campbell. But now both are dealing with minor injuries. Reeves-Maben, a linebacker, he left day one of the Detroit Lions minicamp with a heel injury, while Bryant, a defensive end, he didn't show up at all after suffering a minor injury during OTAs, organized team activity. So Austin Bryant and Jalen Reeves-Maben, this is not the kind of news you want to hear, especially if you're them. They're trying to, you know, find some consistent footing as former fourth-round picks, and they are now dealing with injuries. Okay, young American tennis star Coco Gauff. Well, punched her ticket. How about this? To the upcoming 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games next month. The 17-year-old solidified her spot on the USA tennis roster with her win in the fourth round of the French Open this past Monday. So just 2 days ago. Now, Gauff has the fourth and final spot in the U.S. Olympic women's singles team after fellow American Sloane Stephens lost on Monday. So Coco Gauff, the Atlanta native, reached her first Grand Slam quarterfinals after beating Tunisian Ons Jabeur in two sets, 6-3, 6-1, in Monday's fourth round match. But I do have an update for you guys, because this update actually flashed across my phone when I was waking up and wiping the crust out my eyes. Coco Gauff did lose today to Barbora Krejcikova, 7-6, 6-3 in the French Open quarterfinals. So Gauff actually had five set points in the first set, but she falls. But again, you know, glass half full, she will be on the Tokyo Olympic Games tennis squad, which is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome stuff. All right, a quick look at what occurred yesterday in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. The Philadelphia 76ers ended up topping the Atlanta Hawks 118-102 at home, evening that series now at one game apiece in the NBA's East semifinals. And over in the West semifinals, the Utah Jazz and the LA Clippers had one heck of a game. One that was, I think, the second best game of the NBA playoffs last night so far. 112-109 the final. Donovan Mitchell went off for 45 points, folks. 112-109. Paul George was really a no-show. And, you know, he certainly heard it from the crowd, the playoff P chants, because Paul George, unfortunately, he has not shown up when it matters most, when the lights are the brightest on the NBA playoff stage. And he has earned the nickname Playoff P because of that. So they really gave it to him. And Donovan Mitchell just kind of turned up after the first half. He just went crazy. He actually tied Karl Malone for the most 40-point games in Utah Jazz franchise history with four. That was his fourth last night, which is pretty amazing, right? I mean, all of the, you know, and Greg Anthony was making this point on TNT last night. You know, the fact that, you know, we're talking about Karl Malone here, the mailman, one of the greatest power forwards to ever play the game, right? You know, he was on the recipient end of so many passes from the great John Stockton, and, you know, they fell to the Bulls in those two NBA finals in 97 and 98. But Karl Malone, when you think about Karl Malone and all of the great performances he's had throughout his career as a Utah Jazz, as a member of the Utah Jazz, I mean, you would think he would have more than four 40-point games in the playoffs, right? It's pretty mind-boggling to think about that. And Donovan Mitchell, who is still so young, he's already tied the great Karl Malone at four. So, and, you know, Donovan's only 24 years old, so that's pretty mind-blowing. And last night, the mailman was in the building. Very cool to see him shaking hands with the security guards and other, you know, others who work at the Utah Jazz arena. Pretty awesome to see him in the building. So, all right, to the NHL playoffs. Last night we saw the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Carolina Hurricanes 2-0. Tampa Bay wins that series 4-1. That was game five. And then we saw the Las Vegas Golden Knights top the Colorado Avalanche 3-2. That was a game that went to overtime. And now the Golden Knights lead that series 3-2. So we'll see if Colorado can win the next one to push that thing to a possible game seven. The two greatest words in sports, game seven. Gotta love that. All right, folks, that will do it for your quick hit headliners. Again, if you would like to call in, leave us a voicemail and be a part of the show, hear your voice on the following day's current sports, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Leave us a voicemail there. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment anywhere there on our Facebook page, and you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR News. When we come back, I want to talk about this new variant that you know, could possibly throw a wrench into our progress here in America when it comes to battling COVID-19. And again, I'm asking the question, how worried are you about the variant? How comfortable do you feel about attending a full capacity sports venue now that restrictions are being lifted everywhere? All right. Also, I'll dive into the Dan Campbell media perception, and my guy Alex from East Lansing, as I mentioned earlier, he called in. He's got some thoughts on he's got a lot of things on his sports knocking. All right. So we'll get to that as well. You are listening to the Wednesday Hump Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. You know, and before I proceed, you know, I'm sitting here at my my dining room table where I record Current Sports now. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I just looked beyond my laptop, and I have I got a sneak peek preview into a book that has been years in the making. And, you know, it's a memoir entitled Centered: Autism, Basketball, and One Athlete's Dream by the great, my dear friend, former Michigan State men's basketball big man, Anthony Iani. How awesome is that? Yes, I got a sneak peek preview, and they shot me an advanced copy, and I've been reading it and kind of pouring through it, and it's awesome. I mean, when this piece of work hits the shelves, I think everyone should check it out, especially Michigan State fans out there, because you know there's a lot of material, not just from a Michigan State fan perspective, because you know Ant has been around Michigan State hoops throughout the majority of his life, frankly, because of his father, who was hired as deputy athletic director or associate athletic director back in the 90s. So Ant grew up a Michigan State fan, but you know, growing up on the autism spectrum, was not easy for Ant, and he was bullied, and he was told that, you know, he wouldn't be able to accomplish certain things, and he wouldn't be able to live on his own or have a normal life, and he put to bed all of that jazz, and now is an author. Also want to give a shout out to Rob Keast, who helped Anthony co-author this book. But it's the story of Anthony Iani, and it is so inspirational, guys. I'm loving it. You've got quotes from Nick Saban in this thing, from Jay Billis, who endorsed this thing, Allie LaForce, sports reporter for TNT, who helped profile Ant's story. Tom Izzo is also in here. He wrote the prologue. Well, excuse me, he wrote the foreword, for this book. So we're going to get Ant on soon to talk about this amazing book as I continue to go through it. I'm gonna try and finish it just in time for release week. So just awesome stuff. And I thank Ant for sending me a copy of this. It is one of my favorite reads of the year so far. All right, so I wanted to give a shout out to my guy Anthony Iani and let you guys know to keep his book centered on your radar. Okay, all right. With that being said, I want to push along here, and again, as I mentioned in our headliners, if you just now tuned in, I let you guys know that Lansing Community College is full go to resume fall and winter sports this upcoming year. And we knew that was going to come, right? I knew that was going to come. I mean, Michigan State going to be full go. Just about every university in our nation is getting back to what, quote unquote, as we call it, normal. As we push along here and as COVID numbers, you know, continue to be down, steadily down, and we turn on our televisions on the regular and we're seeing, you know, packed sports arenas now for the first time in more than a year. It's refreshing. It really, really is. So the news concerning LCC going full go starting this fall, not surprising at all. And, you know, when you look at that story and you really start to think about what's happening across our nation, you know, I haven't heard from many callers on this. I've issued this call to order to our listeners a while ago, you know, probably about a month ago. How comfortable are you feeling about moving and grooving in today's society, knowing that the numbers are at a steady decline here in America? How are you feeling about, you know, going to the grocery store now, gathering with family members, you know, again, going to a packed sports arena now that that is becoming a thing across our nation. And I feel like the majority of you are fine with it. You've already been gathering with loved ones and just gathering, period, not even just with loved ones, with the public, because many of you are now vaccinated. You got those two doses and you're feeling good. You're feeling good, man. You know, I know I'm feeling good. You know, I got the chance to travel and see my mom, my stepfather, and my little sister for the first time in Florida, you know, since 2019, since Christmas of 2019, which was just absolutely awesome. I love that. Love that. You know, and I've been, you know, when I came back for Memorial Day weekend, you know, my 93-year-old grandmother, who's fully vaccinated, you know, a lot of family members came over her house for the Memorial Day holiday. And I ended up, you know, hitting the grill as I usually do for Memorial Day in Detroit. I hit the grill and all the fam came over and we were just eating and having a good time, man. So I'm feeling good. I know I feel like the majority of the public is feeling good. But I do want to bring up this because I still feel like we can't fully let our guard down. You know, and it's our job in the media to keep you all informed and to let you guys know what is going on still when it comes to this virus, when it comes to COVID-19, because, you know, I've been watching the national news and local news, and they have been talking about this new highly contagious Delta variant that is now on the rise here in the United States. And this is courtesy of NPR. The Delta variant, which was first detected in India, now accounts for more than 6% of all infections in the United States. That's according to the CDC. And this highly transmissible variant may be responsible for more than 18% of cases in some Western United States states. The variant, also known as B.1.617.2, is spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom, so the UK, and has quickly become the dominant strain there, responsible for more than 60% of infections and causing surges in some parts of England. Dr. Anthony Fauci says, quote, "We cannot let that happen in the United States." He spoke at a White House COVID-19 briefing yesterday, and Fauci warned that the Delta variant may be associated with more severe disease and a higher risk of hospitalization. The good news is that the vaccines look like they can protect people against the Delta variant. A new study from the Public Health England showed two doses of Pfizer were 88% effective against symptomatic disease from the Delta variant, compared with 93% effectiveness against the Alpha variant, the variant first detected in the UK, effectiveness of the virus declined to 33% after just one dose. So Fauci and other health professionals out there, they are urging anyone who has received the first dose of Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, make sure you sign up for that second. And he says, quote, "And for those who have still not been vaccinated yet, please get vaccinated." Dr. Fauci said that vaccination is the best way to protect yourself and to stop this variant from spreading and becoming dominant in the United States. And it's so true. And, you know, again, look, and I stress this point every time I talk about vaccinations and where we are with COVID-19 here in America. No one can make you stick a needle in your arm and put something in your body that you don't want there. Simple as that. But when you look at the data, when you look at how numbers have been dropping, when you look at how we have been opening up as a country, and now when you evaluate this new threat, if you have not been vaccinated, please, please, I implore you to look at all of that information that's out there and make an educated decision. I'll just say that. But things are opening up. We're starting to get back to, again, quote unquote, normal life. Because I really don't think, I mean, when you go through what we've gone through this past year, what is normal, really, right? I don't think we'll be normal for a while. I'll just say that. But we are getting back to gathering, and things are opening back up, and we're getting back to some kind of normal, all right? Okay, with that being said, I want to talk some Dan Campbell briefly here before our final break. Dan Campbell has been receiving a lot of heat, man. He has. I mean, I ran down how many people, and this was kind of, I knew once he said this during his press conference, we played his press conference here on Current Sports when he was announced as the head coach. And when he brought up the biting kneecaps, oh, we all knew that was going to go viral. All right, we knew that the media was going to eat that up. We knew that you were going to see it on your Instagram feed, on Bleacher Report. on ESPN, on SportsCenter, on every sports outlet there was, you were going to hear that quote. Okay? No surprise there. And look, I think the majority of people just kind of chalked it up as this is Dan Campbell. This is his personality. He's a fiery guy. He's a funny guy, kind of goofy. Hey, just chalked it up as that. That's just Dan Campbell being Dan Campbell. You know, and you know, but there were some that were like, all right, dude, this is your introductory press conference. Tone it down a little bit. You had some of those floating around. So then Dan Campbell jokes for wanting a pet lion at the team's Allen Park practice facility. And then there were a little more people, you know, a little more than the first time who were just kind of looking at it and saying, okay, dude, all right, can you just coach football? I mean, why you got to be so extra? Why you being so extra, Campbell? And now it is this latest situation. I'll call it a situation. It's not even really a situation, in my opinion, but some people view it as that. He's catching flack now for putting on a race car helmet, a Formula One helmet, to be exact, during a news conference that also doubled as an announcement that he would be serving as Grand Marshal of the Detroit Grand Prix down at Belle Isle. And people, like, flipped out about this. Like that was, I guess, you know, three strikes and you're out, and the national media just have been reaming him, saying, look, dude, all of the antics is not needed. You are coaching one of the worst franchises in all of football. They've never won a Super Bowl. Focus on your job and not being extra and trying to make headlines, you know, by putting on a Formula One helmet. And I'm just sitting here like, are you kidding me? Our society, you know, our society has turned into, you know, I joke that the NFL stands for the no fun league, right? Because they don't let the players, you know, they didn't let the players dance and have fun, and that became like a funny joke in the NFL. But I think that society today has really become the no fun league. I really do believe that. I think that people are so hypersensitive. And look, a lot of it is warranted. I'm not going to totally dismiss to you know what's happening, this culture shift that is happening in our society today, because I think that a lot of people need to be held accountable for things they have said, things they've done in their past that they haven't. You know, so yes, some of it is justified, but some of it is also like, dude, you're just sensitive right now. Everybody is so sensitive. You have to really be a miserable person to be upset at something like this. Dan Campbell put on a Formula One helmet to announce that he's the Grand Marshal of the Grand Prix. Who cares? Like, really? So Campbell was asked about that criticism this week on Tuesday. Quote, honestly, I'm not worried about it. I mean, I get it. There again, my whole thing, it was kind of a joke. The helmet was sitting there, but it was also like, hey, man, it's the Detroit Grand Prix. I think that it would be pretty cool, a pretty cool deal for our people, our fans to see that. And I think if I'm associated with the Grand Prix, it's like, hey, man, that's pretty cool. So that's really as far as it went. End quote. Dude, he's a fun-loving, down-to-earth, salts-of-the-earth kind of guy. All right? I mean, it's like, chill. The national media just went off on him, and I don't get it. And you know what? Look, I if anything, I turn to the players to see how they feel about Dan Campbell's personality. That's who I turn to. And like tight end T.J. Hockenson, he told the Detroit Free Press in April that it's Campbell's authenticity that helps him connect with all corners of the locker room. And Campbell being himself allows players to be themselves, which in turn should help their play on the field. Everybody's relaxed. He's a player coach, but he's also very fiery. And I have no problem with that at all. If the players are loving it and they feel like Dan Campbell is making it easier for them to be themselves and go out there and do their jobs, and the Lions, we all know the Lions, they need all the help they can get, then hey, I have no problem with it. So, people, just please take a chill pill. All right? Okay. Just had to get that off my chest. That just really annoyed me. All right, let's get our final break. When we come back, I'll have a voicemail from one of our dear listeners, Alex from East Lansing. We'll take you on home with that. You are listening to the Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We just have a few minutes left here in the hour. And what I want to do right now, again, I open up our phone lines every day here on Current Sports, even though we have been remote due to the pandemic. I still allow you guys to call in and leave us a voicemail. That's how you can let your voice be heard. You may not be able to call in, and it may not be live, but you can still just pick up that phone any time of the day, folks, and leave a voicemail and hear your voice heard on the show, and we can have some back and forth that way. And my guy Alex from East Lansing is constantly calling in, and I love it. I love hearing from him. Alex from East Lansing, here is his latest voicemail, his latest take on what's been happening in the sports world.
Hey, Alex from East Lansing checking in. That Sunday night exhibition bout was quite entertaining to me. You got to see one person who got into a fight, and at the end of the fight, one person didn't look like he got into a fight. So I expected that to go the way it did, and I applaud those who actually thought that Floyd Mayweather would be touched at all during that fight. Anywho, or if you want to call it a fight. And of course, I'd be remiss to not mention, for entertainment purposes only, my picks tonight. I've got the Jazz. Either way you want to take it, I'm going to take the Jazz. But do you know what I'm going to also do? I'm going to parlay the Jazz with the Tigers. I think the Tigers are going to do something against the Mariners. I don't know if it's 1.5 plus, 1.5 minus, depending on the timing. But yeah, I think the Tigers are going to do something against the Mariners tonight. And hey, Al, I have two challenges for you. I challenge you, number one, to come up with a good UFC take, because this weekend's fights are phenomenal. And second challenge, bro, go Facebook Live. Do it for the fam. You can do it. Like, just, there's no reason why you can't do it. I mean, but anywho, once again, this is Al from East Lansing, wishing you all a good day. Bye now.
Thank you so much, Alex. And to address your final point there, you know, I have thought about going live on Facebook many, many, many times. I just don't have the proper setup here, man, because first off, I want you guys to listen at 1 o'clock. All right. And I record the show and have to like split it into different segments. I have to record it in the morning. Just logistically, it's just tough to pull off. It's just really tough to pull off. And then I use some technology that we have in Studio S to go live that is so easy to use. And my little iPhone here, it can do that, but the audio won't be clear. It won't be coming directly from the feed. Just logistically, I don't want to put out any garbage, okay, for you guys. So until we get back in the studio, man, just continue to listen on the radio. Please, 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 please do that. Your Mayweather and Paul take, hey, I'm totally with you, dude. I think that Mayweather made it slight work, easy work. He called it legalized bank robbery. He's the best at doing legalized bank robbery here in America, and he's so true because a lot of people pay for that garbage. He fought a YouTuber, for goodness sake. What did you think was going to happen? So I'm totally with you on that. And tomorrow, I'll dive into whether or not a spectacle like that, whether or not it hurts, in the grand scheme of things, whether or not it hurts boxing. Because, yes, it may have been entertaining and all fun and games and ha-ha-ha, but the integrity of boxing, a lot of people believe that it took a hit. I'll dive into that on tomorrow's show. And, yo, shout out to you. You nailed the Tigers and the Jazz pick from last night. The Jazz pulled out that game one dub over the LA Clippers. So, bam. And if you parlay that with the Detroit Tigers beating the Seattle Mariners 5-3 yesterday, you won yourself a little change. So, congratulations on that, Alex. All right, folks, we're out of time. We'll see you same time, same place on the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Please be smart. Please be safe. Be easy, people.